Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Bron Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, drivers gearing up for road course racing at Daytona. It is going to be a weekend like no other. For the first time, NASCAR will be taking to the Daytona International Speedway road course. And when you go to a racetrack for the first time, you get tons of practice. For this weekend, not so fast. No practice or qualifying. They're just going to gear up and race. Now, throughout the week, NASCAR has given the media a chance to talk with some of the drivers. Kurt Busch was asked about this historic weekend, and he says NASCAR should be applauded for this historic race.
You know, with unprecedented times here in 2020, I think the call from NASCAR to make this unprecedented move is brilliant. You know, with Watkins Glen not able to host a race in upstate New York and to have the road course available for us down in Daytona, it with no practice, no qualifying, just jumping straight into the race, why not? We've done everything in 2020 so far to overcome all these hurdles. I think the fun factor this weekend has got everybody's anxiety levels up, but also the challenge that's right in front of us, because it's basically a wild card style race where you could see a driver and a team that don't normally make the playoffs punch their ticket.
Brett Moffitt of the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series was asked how is he preparing for the Truck Series road course race.
Yeah, obviously it's something new for everybody, so I'm excited about it. But as far as to prepare, Chevy and Pratt and Miller have given us a little bit of time for all of our drivers at GMS on their simulator, and then it's been a lot of time on iRacing. You know, it's hard to tell exactly, you know, what we're going to have, it being the first time we go there. And, you know, crew chiefs don't exactly know what setups to put in. So we kind of went with a blend of our Canada road course setup and then a few changes that we did in the simulator. So really just trying to get as many laps on there as possible. You know, it sounds crazy, but this day and age, iRacing is really a huge tool because we have that in our own homes and we can use it whenever we want. And especially Sheldon Creed and I have put in a lot of time on iRacing preparing for this.
Now, when you come to Florida in mid-August, there's always a chance of one thing: rain. Chase Briscoe was asked what it would be like potentially racing in a monsoon.
I would love to run in the rain. I thought the rain was super fun at Road America. That was the first time I'd ever done it, and it reminded me, you know, truthfully, a lot of the Eldora Truck Race, just how you had to kind of drive it. So I thought it was really fun. First off, in Daytona, would I feel like probably be the hardest place to run in the rain, just because I don't really know what the banking would do. And then, you know, a lot of the transitions are from the bank down to the flat. So obviously there's going to be a ton of puddles there and whatnot. So, you know, I don't really know what to expect, but, you know, I would love to run the whole race in the rain. I think it would add a whole nother element to it. And just, you know, I just think it'd be fun. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going to Daytona. And, you know, anytime you're in Daytona for 4 days, there's a pretty good chance it's going to rain. And I know there's a 20 or 30% chance right now that can change literally hour by the hour. So I don't know what to expect down there, whether it's rain or dry. And, you know, we're trying to make the most of it either way and just try to put on a really good show for the fans.
Coverage for all three races will start Saturday afternoon with coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Boys, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Follow that up the very next day, noon Eastern, on FS1 for the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. And then we'll wrap it all up with the big race, 3 p.m. Eastern on Big NBC, the Go Bowling 325 at the Daytona International Road Course. It's going to be fun, so don't miss it. Number three, Bubba Wallace secures new sponsorship. It's been a big week for Bubba Wallace as he has secured not one, but two new additional sponsors to help him with the number 43 car. On August 12th, he acquired Columbia Sportswear. They're going to sponsor Wallace in the Dryden 311 at Daytona International Speedway on August 23rd. They also have tagged Wallace to be its brand ambassador. They said in a press release, Columbia Sportswear is a perfect fit for my lifestyle away from the track. I love spending time outdoors, boating, golfing, hiking, photography, just anything to help me decompress from a hectic racing schedule. I'm beyond excited to be part of the Columbia family and can't wait to work with them on some unique content and fly their colors next weekend at Dover. The following day, Bubba Wallace made an appearance on the Today Show where he announced that he also has another new sponsor, this time DoorDash, the fast food delivery service, has signed a multi-year deal with Wallace and Richard Petty Motorsports to become a major sponsor on the number 43 in the NASCAR Cup Series. Wallace says the DoorDash symbol is synonymous with speed and technology, and that's what Richard Petty Motorsports intends to deliver with our number 43 DoorDash Chevrolet. As part of the deal, DoorDash will serve as RPM's primary sponsor for 7 races, beginning with this weekend's races at the Daytona Road Course. This season, Wallace has scored 4 top 10s, 6th place finish is his best finish, that being at Las Vegas, and he currently sits 20th in the NASCAR point standings. Number 3. Indy 500 practices a go. The NTT IndyCar Series finally got on the oval at Indianapolis Motor Speedway as they gear up for next Sunday's Indianapolis 500. During the first practice, well, it was a part-time driver leading the field. James Hinchcliffe led the way as he turned a lap of 224.526 miles per hour, the fastest of the day. Andretti Autosport teammates Marco Andretti and Ryan Hunter-Reay held the second and fourth quickest speed. Scott Dixon was third, and Fernando Alonso rounded out the top 5. In the second one, well, it was kind of like this entire season. It was Scott Dixon's world, and we were just living in it. He led the second day of the Indianapolis 500 practice as he put a lap down of 226.102 miles an hour. Takuma Sato was leading for most of the day, but had to remain for second when Dixon nipped him to take the top spot in the final moments. Marco Andretti was third. Hometown boy Connor Daly was fourth. Alex Palou was the fastest rookie driver as he was the 5th quickest spot. However, the biggest news of the day, for the second consecutive year, Fernando Alonso wrecks in practice. While exiting turn 4, he got loose, slammed the outside wall, and well, as of Thursday, the team was still evaluating whether to repair the damaged car or pull up the backup. So stay tuned to frontstretch.com to see if the former Formula One star will indeed go to a backup, or will they try to repair the damaged IndyCar. For all the latest surrounding the IndyCar practice as well as upcoming qualifying sessions this weekend, frontstretch.com has all the latest for you. Well, that is it for this edition of frontstretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. A big weekend of racing on tap, from 3 races at the road course to Indianapolis 500 qualifying. Frontstretch.com has it for you. Once again, frontstretch.com, at frontstretch, facebook.com/frontstretch. You can even follow me on Twitter, at TheBrianNoll. From all of us here at Frontstretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.